Right? It's like you did it, but we didn't really go into it. Okay, so the Gemara is like this. Rav Chisda, you see the case of Rav Chisda?
Mm-hmm. Where? The very bottom?
The Amar Rav Chisda.
Right. Case comes up a few places. It says, V'homer Rav Chisda, no'at kone b'rshus ha'yachin, v'zorak v'nocha gabav, afil gavol me'a amachayev, v'nesh v'rshus ha'yachin ola ad l'rakia. Okay, so
does that start a couple lines before?
It does, but that's the other part.
Oh, okay, fine.
So, so the question is that what? So he says, so Rashi says, no'at kone, stame in rochav dal. So a kone just means a pole, a reed, a stick.
And no'at means?
To stick it into the ground.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you stuck a reed into the ground in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, right? And then you threw Rosh Hashanah Rabim v'nochal gabav. You threw something from Rosh Hashanah Rabim and landed on top of this pole. Alright? So Rav Chisda says, even though it lands 100 amas up, you still chayev. Why? Mipnei she Rosh Hashanah Yachid ola ad l'rakia. So
it's not on the beam?
What's that?
It's not on the beam, but it's 100 like above it?
No, it's on the beam, but the beam is 100 really amas high. Okay. Let's say the beam is 100 amas high. So Rosh Hashanah Rabim only goes 10 tefachim, right? But Rosh Hashanah Yachid is ola ad l'rakia. So all of the area above the Rosh Hashanah Yachid is considered Rosh Hashanah Yachid, right?
But it landed on the beam.
It landed on the beam, and the beam.
I'm saying that the Rosh Hashanah Yachid is ola ad l'rakia is only chiddush when above the rishos, but not actually munach on that thing. Then you could say it's still considered the rishos because the airspace above it is ola ad l'rakia. Why do you have to say it's ola ad l'rakia if it's on the thing?
Okay, let's look. Well, if it was on a stick in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, you'd be potter.
I would not extend from the nap.
That's right. That's right.
Because I'm 10 tefachim, right?
Okay, but let's take a look at Rashi. It says like this, chayev. But there's another problem here. This is really what I wanted to go into more. The specific problem here. He says, chayev, right? Kemunach al gabi karka. Delo boi hanocho al gabi mokom dalet b'rishus ha'yachid. That's the problem. The problem here is that what? There's another problem here.
How is it Rosh Hashanah?
That the stick is not dalet al dalet. In general, we had a rule, right, that you need a mokum dalet al dalet for an akir and an achor. But over here, it's munach on a tiny stick, on a very narrow pole. Right? Let's say you have a pole. Top of a telephone pole. You have a telephone pole in your backyard. And someone throws something that lands on top of the telephone pole. So the telephone pole, the top of the telephone pole is not dalet al dalet. So where is your hanocha on a mokum dalet al dalet?
It's right? Funny also that the Rashi seems to be like on two sides of the fence. Because on the one hand it's saying that it's like it's on the karka. Which would mean to say
He means to say it's considered in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. That's a plain shot.
He doesn't mean that it's actually...
No.
Through the kane, it's like in the Rishon.
Right. So he says, "Ad l'rakia kol avir shekineged Rishus Hayochid, bein avir chotzer, bein avir omer, Rishus Aram, gavol yud, rochav dal, kinegdo ad l'rakia shem Rishus Hayochid olam." All of the avir above a Rishus Hayochid, right?
And Rishus Aram.
No. All of the avir above a Rishus Hayochid, whether it's the avir of a chotzer, right? That's fenced in, or whether it's the avir above an omud in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, which is 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, right? Mm. Which makes that omud, makes the top of the omud Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
All of the avir against it is considered has the shame Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So you threw it on the kana. It's considered like it rests, like it's resting in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Now, what about the fact of dalad al dalad? Right? So Rashi says that's Rav Chisda's Shita. Rav Chisda holds that you don't need a Mokum Dal Adal in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Okay, so that's the problem. That's the problem I want to try to...
But you would need it in according to Rav Chisda for Rosh Hashanah Rabbim?
Yes. For Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you would need a Mokum Dal Adal. Okay. And the case is repeated on the bottom of Zion and Beis, and Rashi also says, the low boy enocha gabi mokum dalad. Yeah. Okay, so this is something. This is the problem we started out with in the beginning of the that if you take a look on Dalet, right, Dalet on Beis, Dalet on Alf, so the Gemara lays down the principle. The Gemara asks, when you put an object in the ani's hand, right, when the ani takes something from the Baal Bayis hand, why are you chayev? So the Gemara says, v'habin nakir of anocha me'agabi makom dalet dalet v'leika. So there's the principle, you need a makom dalet dalet dalet, right? But then the problem is, the Gemara has a lot of cases where this rule doesn't apply. So I'd like to try to figure out today, or start today, is what's the din of dalet al dalet, and why is it sometimes you need it and sometimes you don't need it? Okay, if there's a rhyme or reason to this. So let's take a look at some of the Rishonim discusses over here. So the Tosus discusses over here. Take a look at Tosus on dalet al dalet. All right. So the Gemara goes through. The Gemara starts off with that question, right? That you need a makom dalet al dalet, and it's going through all different possible answers. Maybe it's Rabbi Akiva. Well, it's Rabbi Kuta.
Sorry, it's going. It's trying to solve.
Trying to satisfy the requirement of dalet al dalet. The Gemara keeps trying to find where is the dalet al dalet in the ani's hand or in the baal bayis hand.
Such that you're pater.
Such that Yechayev.
Oh, I see.
Mishnah says Yechayev. When you take something out of somebody's hand and put something into his hand. But the hand is not dalet al dalet. Right? So the Gemara goes through all types of answers. Right. We skipped a lot of the answers. But it goes through a lot of different answers and finally concludes that the hand is considered dalet al dalet. Separate than the hand is considered, which itself is strange. How can you just say the hand is considered dalet al dalet? Okay. But there are a lot of strange answers in between. That the hand that the talking about is lower to the ground, is within three tefachim from the ground, or it's talking about cases where he's not really, there's a basket in his hand. The Gemara tries to offer all types of answers. It's not really in his hand, it's on a basket in his hand. Okay? But it's clear from this Gemara that the makom dalet al dalet is necessary. Okay? Until you get to the point where you say the hand is considered dalet al dalet. Right? But something has to have a shame dalet al dalet. But the question is like this. Take a look at the Tosafot. El Omer of Yosef. Okay. He says, Kosher l'Rashba. Ma tzrichin rabba Rav Yosef l'hamed a mishnah kitanoyim. V'asvir l'hu b'perek beiz de'ervin d'mach shavoso mashvilei mokom. Okay. Let's take a look at that Gemara over there. In Ervin. Let's take a look at Gemara over there in Erevin. It's an interesting
Gemara in Erevin.
We have a...
It's okay, you're
the driver. What?
Where did
you
get
to
today? It's gone with everybody else.
Okay, you'll like the case. I'm sure you'll like the case. It says like this. The Mishnah says like this. Omeid Adam Bershus HaYachid. Let's go here. Lo Yamod Adam Bershus HaYachid V'yashdin Bershus HaRabim.
Does that mean V'yashdin?
So what does that mean? You're not allowed to urinate. You're not allowed to stand in the Rishus HaYachid and urinate into the Rishus HaRabim. Birshus HaRabim V'yashdin Birshus HaYachid, or vice versa. Why? So Rashi says, Demapik me Rishus HaYachid Rishus HaRabim. That would be Hotzah. Okay. You'd be taking something from one Rishus to another Rishus.
Like Zorik.
V'chein lo yirok. You're also not allowed to spit. Right? Same thing. You're not allowed to urinate into the next rishus or to spit. So the Gemara asks. The Gemara says, The Gemara says like this. He says, Omar Rav Yosef, so it's the same Rav Yosef. That's why Tosi asked the question. Omar Rav Yosef, Hishtin, Viroch, Chayev Chatas, Vahab Inanakir, Vanochame, Agavi Mokom Dalad, Veleka. So now the Gemara says, how could you be Chayev for spitting or urinating? Where's your Akira from Mokom Dalad? Right? You're not ochre the thing from Mokom Dalad. How could you be Chayev?
That's Rav Yosef asking the question.
Right. So the Gemara answers, Machshavoso mashvile makom. His das, his intent, makes it a makom. So what does that mean? His intent makes it a makom. The Gemara says, De'ilo teima hachi, and of course if you don't say that your machshava can make it a makom, hadama rova. Rava says in Shabbos, on Kuf Beis, Zorak v'noch b'fi hakelev. Let's say you throw something, Yom Shuz Rabim, and it lands in the mouth of a dog. Okay. Oh, b'fi hakivshan, or in the oven, chayev chatas. Okay. V'haboinan mokom. V'haboinan hanochaga mokom dalad v'leka. So over there, let's say you throw something to a dog, and the dog catches it in its mouth. So Rava says you chayev achatas, or you throw something into a little oven, chayev achatas. Why? It's not landing in the makom dalad.
You threw it to that makom.
You threw it, so the Gemara says, so you must say machshav also mashvilei makom.
So to buy akira.
Hachanami machshav also mashvilei makom. So you see that what? That you can, with your machshava, you can make it a makom. That is true, there's a requirement of a makom dalad al dalad, but apparently that means a certain type of choshev makom, right? A certain type of a proper place. Dalad al dalad is considered the proper place to put something. But if you specifically intend to do that, that fulfills the same requirement. You make it a proper place. To you, it's a proper place. So if that's the case, what's all these problems? Right? That's what Tosa's question is. So what's the problem over here? The guy intends to put it in his hand. Why can't he just say, why is the Gemara's whole quiet? What's the Gemara so bothered with? How could you be chayev putting it in his hand? That's your machshava. That's your das.
But Gemara shouldn't have to go through all these cases.
Shouldn't have to go through all these cases. Okay. That's the question. Alright, so Tosis, there are two answers. Tosis gives an answer, and the Balamor gives an answer. So what's Tosis' answer? Somebody want to try it? Go ahead. The Tirits.
The Tirits remain in town.
Okay, so what's his answer? Now, when do we say that your machshava makes it a makom? Not just any machshava makes anything a makom.
This is the only method. It
has to be that's the only way you can do it.
To that place.
It has to be that the play that you have, that you need that place to do what you want to do. You're not going to accomplish what you want to accomplish in any other way. Okay? Like mashtin v'rok. She'eino yochol lahashtin olorok b'inyin acher. There's no other way to do it. Right?
Like for some reason you just don't want to spit in the rishus that you're in.
No, you can't. The Gemara by the spitting was asking about the Akira. Right?
Right.
Asking about the Akira.
Yeah, in the case of the Kelev and the oven.
The Kelev is the Hanacha.
Right.
But the spitting is the Akira. So you're saying, the only way to spit is out of your mouth. Right? There's no other way to spit. Correct?
Right.
And the Kellos.
So since I have Das, I want to spit. And there's no other way to spit other than out of your mouth. That makes the mouth like a mokom dalad al dalad.
And the Kellos.
Go ahead, continue. V'chein.
V'chein zarak b'fi Kellos. Shiratzon o shiyochlein o hakelov. O shi yisro ha'etz.
Okay, so that's it. That's the second answer. Now, so what's the case of the dog? It's not that you're playing frisbee with your dog, right? What's the case? The case is you want to feed the dog. That's the case. You're throwing the dog food, right? So that's the only way you can feed a dog is in his mouth.
I don't know what that means, because if you threw it like right next to him, he'd still eat it. Like, what do you mean when it's the only way to do it?
The only way to feed a dog is in his mouth. It's going to have to wind up in his mouth if you want to feed him, right?
It being in his mouth is part of the...
That's what you're doing. That's exactly what you want to do. You want to feed the dog. You're throwing him a piece of food to eat. So when it lands in his mouth, that's perfect.
David is right. That's perfect. That's not inherently the only way to do it. You could do it based
on... No, it depends on what you want to do. What is he saying? What do you want to do?
If I take, let's say I'm eating in my back porch and I finish like a sandwich, there's a little piece of meat left and I just toss it into the street and like a dog happens to be walking by and it jumps up and grabs it, I'd be pater.
That's right. If the dog grabbed it before it landed, you'd be pater.
If you didn't throw it to the dog.
Right?
Because the intention has to be that it's going to land in his mouth.
Exactly. You had to be trying to feed the dog that way. But if you just happened to throw it, you're lucky. Because if it would have landed, you could have been chayev. You would have been chayev.
Because if you intended to feed the dog, you would have been chayev also.
That's right. It has to be that you didn't intend to feed the dog, and the dog just jumped up and grabbed it.
I still don't see that's exactly... When you're trying to feed the dog, I don't see how it's exactly analogous to spitting. That's just the only way you can do it.
What's the second case? The second case is the kivshon. What are you trying to do? You're trying to burn the thing. Right? You're trying to burn the thing.
Landing in the kivshon is
part of what you're doing.
The dog case isn't so...
The dog case you don't like? Okay, no. We're going to try to analyze a little more. Go ahead. The rest is we don't need to do. So that's his answer. But when I'm taking something out of your hand or putting something into your hand, he's saying that's not the same.
So that doesn't help us over here, so then it's a problem.
That's why it's a problem. We want it to be a problem.
But we want them to use this answer.
No, his question is, why does the Gemara so bothered with where's your makom dalad al dalad? Why is the Gemara so bothered when he puts something in somebody's hand or take it out of his hand? The Gemara is looking for a makom dalad al dalad.
You have one.
Did you think about putting it in his hand? Yeah. Did you think about taking it out of his hand? Yeah. Well, your machshava is enough. Right? I'll prove it to you, because when you spit or when you throw something to a dog, your machshava is enough.
So why didn't the Gemara say that then?
Because the answer is, it's not true that whenever you think about something, your power of your mind changes into a makom.
You need these conditions.
It's only when the makom is part of what you're doing, is necessary. The makom is necessary for the very thing that you're doing. Right? If you have to go, that's part of what you're doing. The makom is inherent, is intrinsic. It's necessary. Or if you have to spit, that is exactly what you're doing. Or if you want to feed the dog, that's exactly what you're doing.
I mean, maybe you could say you don't.
But if I want to put something into your hand...
Isn't that what I'm doing? I mean, I want to hand it to you. It's the same thing.
Maybe you could say that, like, in other words, there are certain places that objectively have, like, qualities of makom. But then there are certain things where, depending on your machshava, because obviously it can't just be that, like, you know, you throw a piece of wood and it ends up in the fire just by mistake. But since your machshava defines that you're involved in the maysa of trying to burn sticks, so now that is its place. Your machshava says that through the maysa of what I'm doing, which your machshava defines, this fire is defined as the place of this stick, because that's what I want to do. Inherently in my mind.
So what is your what is the machshava? But what's interesting about Tosos is what is the machshava What is the machshava relating to? It's not just relating to the place, right?
I think it's defining the maisa so that the place can be defined as its place. If you're not involved in a maisa of trying to burn a stick, then really, objectively, the qualities of a kibshen is it's not really a makom. It's only a makom because you're involved in the maisa trying to burn a stick. So then, in this maisa, that is its place. But if you're not involved in that maisa, it just ends up in a kibshen, then there's nothing to talk about. Like his case, if he threw it and the dog ends up grabbing it.
Right.
It doesn't...
But what are they putting it in somebody's? What are they putting it in somebody's hand and taking it out of somebody's hand?
How's that? That's what I don't see. How's that any different? You want to put it in the guy's hand. My goal, my maisa, is to hand it to you. So why doesn't that requalify the makom?
Josh, you with us today?
Not of it.
Isn't another das usually like a blockage, a barrier at times, like with kedushin and like the spreading of kedushin, like my bamet kadosh, like your leg and it spreads,
right.
Or it doesn't. Like, I don't. I'm not
right.
Exactly. Very clear on that. It's been a while. But another das might interfere.
You mean because it's another person?
Yeah.
That could be. But he doesn't seem to say that it has to do with the fact that one is a person and one is... Josh. No, it's not that hard. Not that hard. In other words, Tos is saying like this, that there's a difference... Now, when can your machshava? There's two problems. There's a problem because here the Gemara says you need a makom dalet al dalet, and there are cases where the Gemara says that your machshava can make it a makom dalet al dalet. So Tosa is trying to define when can your machshava make it a makom dalet al dalet, and when can it not make it a makom dalet al dalet. So he's saying over here, he's saying all the cases. If you look at the cases in the Gemara where it says that your machshava makes it a makom dalet al dalet, they all have one thing in common, according to Tosa. And that is what? That's what we're trying to figure out. So what is that one thing that's in common? He's saying that there was no other way to do what you want to do without that makom. So for instance, so that's how he's defining the cases. So he's saying, if you want to spit, how come your mouth becomes a makom dalad dalad? Because there's no other way to spit other than for the thing to be ejected from your mouth. So the ejection from your mouth is the only way to do this maisa. So then your mouth becomes like a makom that's chashav for this akira. Your mouth is a makom that's chashav for this akira. Right? And if you want to throw something to, if you want to feed a dog, then the dog's mouth becomes chashav for the hanacha. Okay? The dog's mouth becomes chashav for the hanacha. But not in other cases. That's the only time. That's the only way that your machshava can qualify the maisa, can qualify the makom. Do we have the Ramban down here? Do we have that green set?
There's the Ramban. Actually.
Because he explains it a little clearer also. He has a similar idea, but he...
As far as the yad is concerned,
yeah.
Only thing I can think of is that you're not really trying to put it in the guy's hand. You want it to be in the Rishus HaYachid or the Rishus HaRab, and he's just what you're doing, in which case it wouldn't fit this criteria. But if what you were trying to do was put it in the guy's hand, it doesn't seem to be any different. I mean, unless you're going to pull some trick about how yad is inherently, you know what I mean?
Right. Now, it would seem like if you were trying to be Makadish and Isha... Right? That would be different. Then she has to get it. She has to have it in her hand. Yeah.
Right, that would be like the dog. That would
be like
the oven. Right, that would be hard to say not.
She was in the listen to how the Ramban expresses it.
Yeah, that case is totally different.
Listen to the Ramban. He says it like this.
How?
He says, Ikar Hadavar Kachil. Okay, listen. Kishadam mechashev lemelocha. When a person intends for a melocha, v'ose osa, and he does it, kigon zorak b'fi hakelev, like throwing it into the mouth of a dog, shehu miskavein lahachilo, right? What's his kavana for? To feed the dog. V'hu ma'achilo, and he does feed the dog, Oso ha'achila mashvi piv shel kelev makom. That achila, that feeding, makes the dog's mouth a place. V'chein sreifas pi akivshan, like the oven. L'fi shehanocha zu chashuva lo l'fi kavanoso yoser mimokom acher. Because this placement in the mouth of the dog or in the oven is more important to him, right, in accordance with his intent, than another place.
Right?
You want to feed the dog, it's true, like you all ask me, wouldn't it be good if it hit the ground and the dog picked it up? Sure, but not as good if it went right into the dog's mouth. What's better? Right? It's better in the maisa of feeding a dog, it's a better action.
Right.
Much more satisfying when you throw it to the dog and he grabs it, right? Than if he has to pick it up off the ground. Right? In terms of the act, what's a better act of feeding? The one that is directly feeding, right? Not the one that's indirectly feeding. V'chein hashtonas hashtin v'yirikas harok shu miskaven linkos atzma. What's his kavana? His kavana is to clean himself out. That's his kavana. V'osaka. Umigu, now this is the important part. Umigu dahavi malocha lekach. Since the malacha for this, meaning the feeding, or the burning, or the emptying his bladder,
malacha brings also.
Havi malacha le'inyan Shabbos. Then it becomes a malacha by Shabbos. Shezu malachas machshavas. That is malachas machshavas. Aval im daito lehiniach al mokom she'ein bo dalid. But if a person has the intention of putting something on something that's less than dalid, b'me yesa osa malacha gemura, what's going to make that into a real malacha? Hare eino miskaven el laniach sham. All his intent really is to put something down. That's his intent, to put something down. Vein osa hanocha klum. But that hanocha is not anything. That hanocha is not anything. Nimsa shalom miskaven laniach.
Why not? Why is it
not? Because you need a mokum dalal dalal.
And he's not.
He's saying you can't just rethink the definition of malacha. He's saying there's a difference. Saying you can't just pick a place and say it's true. The Torah says you have to put it on a mokum chashuv, but I'm going to not put it on a mokum chashuv. That's my achshava. Right, saying you can't have das on how you want the malacha of hotzah to be. That's not going to change what the malacha of hotzah is. The only way you can get in, the only way you can do it is what? If you're doing purely a maisa of hotzah, which is akira and hanocha, and the Torah has parameters for what is an akira and hanocha, you can't say, well, I say this is akira and hanocha. To me, putting it down on the top of a pin is considered a hanocha. Yeah, but that's the very question. What is a hanocha? If the Torah defines hanocha as a mokum dalad dalad, you can't say, I define it differently. Okay? But if there's another activity which validates this in another way, he's saying,
then it's going to be dragged along.
Then it could be, you need a hanocha, right? You need a hanocha. You need a hanocha. So if you're purely doing the maisa of hanocha, then it must be qualify under the Torah's guidelines of hanocha. But if there's another intrinsic reason why it's a hanocha, right, then you're going to be chayev. It's an interesting twist. So he says, and his proof is, to give you the proof is like this, because the Mishnah says if you carry something kalachiyad, you potter. So why? I intended to carry it that way. Right? So you see, you can't just say, well, I decide this is the way to do things. Right? Now, it's an interesting thing, but what is the underlying idea? I mean, how does that work? I mean, how does it make sense? How do you unify the two things? The Torah says there's a certain way to do a hanacha.
Because those standards are only there if there's nothing else defining it.
So that's like the case is like if you carry something in your mouth, right? The Gemara says like this. um, The Gemara also says if you carry something in your mouth, you chayav. So it says why? That's not the way to carry things, right? So the Gemara. So he says. So what's the question? Are you intended to carry it that way? Why is that a question? That's what you intended to do. So you see, you can't just have machshava to do anything crazy. So the Gemara says, no. The answer is you're miskaving leachila veochel. Demigu de mahani machshavosu leachila mahani nami leshavus leshavi melacha. Same thing. If you carry something in your mouth, if you're walking with something in your mouth, with food in your mouth, so the Gemara says that's not considered derech hotzah. Carrying your mouth is not the way to carry things. Says, but since it's food right. And you want to eat it while you're walking or you're carrying it to eat, that makes it a makom. So he says, so you see, the validation of the makom comes from the type of activity that you're doing. And if in the activity you're doing this is the proper place, then in terms of Shabbos it will be considered the proper place. But you can't just say, I'm going to define on my own the place for in terms of Shabbos. It has to be rooted in a genuine activity that demands this place.
So that's why Yad is different, because by Yad you're not intrinsically doing an activity which requires to be placed
right.
there, but and therefore it's since it's objectively not a dal makam dal al dal your potter.
Right. You're just involved in stone placement, so it's hand floor. It's all the same thing. Nothing that says that this is.
Whereas according to that,
not
it would mean, according to that though, I mean, if you really wanted to put it in the guy's hand, that was the like
so
inherent
says,
thing. Then
he said it would have to be something necessary. No, you'd have to define it as a different kind of activity. That's what he's trying to say. Let me last line. He says, "Mashein lomer kim b'machshava lemalacha atzma v'lo l'davar acher." In other words, if I have machshava for achila, then that'll make it a place. That makes it a place for the food, and then I'm over a hotzah. But if I'm not, let's say I'm carrying a pearl in my mouth, whatever it is, I put something else in my mouth. So that's just, I'm saying, that's how I want to carry things. So I'm trying to define carrying in my own unique way. Right? That's just my machshava for how I want to do the malacha of hotzah. He says, that you can't do. Shim ain a malacha hare lo choshav leklum. No, it's what's your machshava? For carrying? Yeah, but the Torah says this is not called carrying.
Right.
See, that's the point he's trying to make. He's saying if the Torah defines the action in a certain way, Torah defines carrying as the normal way. That's the definition of carrying. Right? So now what's your machshava for when you put something in your mouth and carry it? For carrying? But that's not called carrying. So your machshava is for nothing.
Right. If you're doing a different
right?
activity entirely.
But if I'm doing achilas, then I can say I am doing an action. My machshava is for a legitimate action. But what's the bottom line? What's the bottom? It still sounds a little bit like double talk.
Now what is
right?
the double talk?
Huh?
Now, so what is the idea of dalad al-dalad?
So what is the idea? What is the idea over here? What is the idea
is
of dalad
al-dalad? Is the standard.
What's strange with the Ramban is he's saying like this, that your machshava, and how are you chayev on doing hotzah when your machshava is not on hotzah?
Right.
Right? He's saying, that's the funny thing that he's saying. He's saying, if your machshava is purely on hotzah, and you simply have the wrong shear, you have hotzah with your mouth instead of with your hand, then you putter.
Right.
But when you don't have machshava for hotzah,
right.
you have machshava for achilah, that's worse.
It sounds like he's saying that there's two different systems going on. In other words, when the Torah came in, it had its definitions of akira and anacha and makom. That's only when you're involved in the pure activity that's just the Torah's action. So it has like jurisdiction over its own activities that it sets up to say that, you know, this thing qualifies as akira, this qualifies as anacha, this qualifies as makom. But it's not that it came in and it said on Shabbos, place is only considered dal al dad. No,
right.
It's when you're involved in this activity
right.
that the Torah defines. So in our realm, we have a right to say that this is what qualifies. But it's not that it's stomped out and completely obliterated any other concepts of place that could exist in genuine activities. It's saying that there's two things. There's places as they exist in activities that are there's whole things that the Torah leaves, you know, that they exist and the Torah has nothing to do with them. And then there's in the Maisa that we define, so then there's things that are called place. So there's two two places that still exist. Remember the Torah came in and said, no, place is just all God. You think a mouth is a place for food? No, that's not place. No, it could be, you could access place in two ways. You could be, so that's why he's saying, if you're in the Torah system, right, and you're just involved in Hotzah, you can't say, no, I'm saying this is Hotzah, because that's the Torah's jurisdiction to say, this is Hotzah. It defines it, and it says the carrying in your mouth, that's not a derech of, a genuine derech of Hotzah. But when you're involved in eating, the Torah didn't, it's not the Torah said that, you know, that a mouth can't be placed in the framework of the activity of eating.
It makes a lot of sense.
You're involved in another
activity.
Yeah, but
why do you say I'm not thinking about Hotzah at all, I'm just thinking about eating?
I think it makes a lot of sense, because there's
two... When the guy throws something into a dog's mouth, he's not intending for Hotzah.
Right.
He's intending to feed the dog. Why do you say no, he's not intending for the Malacha at all, he's just intending to feed the dog.
Right. I think it makes a lot of sense, because there's two ways you can ever accomplish Hotzah. Hotzah b'shem Hotzah, the purpose of what you're doing is in fact Hotzah. And like you just said, with the dog, you're not trying to accomplish Hotzah, you're trying to do something else entirely.
Right.
So Torah recognizes there's two ways you could do that. So when it's
What are the two ways I can do what?
Do Hotzah, accomplish Hotzah. Either I'm doing Hotzah b'shem Hotzah, my objective is to get something from one rishus to another, that is an objective, I need things moved.
Okay.
Right. Or I'm just trying to do something else, I'm trying to feed my dog.
So and why should I be over Hotzah if I'm just trying to feed my dog?
So what the Torah said is that Hotzah is always usher, but the rules of what will be defined as the activity of Hotzah, so if you're really doing something else but fits the description, so the particular rules of, for instance, what will qualify as a makom will go by the activity you're doing, because you're not actually doing an activity of Hotzah, you're doing some other activity. So we're still going to say you're chayev, but that activity already has definitions to it, so the Torah's not going to come along and obviate those. That doesn't make any sense. The only time the Torah came in with its own definitions for makom is that when there's no other alternative system you can make recourse to, the only thing you're doing is Hotzah itself, so then there are no definitions. There would be no pre-existing definitions you could say, oh, this is a makom, that's not. If Torah didn't come along, you wouldn't know what a makom is in that case, because that ma'aseh doesn't have any rules to it.
Okay, I hear what you're saying, I see something I need to clarify a little bit.
Think about it for a minute. Basic difference between the case of, you know, the guys.
Maybe we'll do this. Maybe we'll do the Balamor, just to get the, because he has a different way of learning. And then maybe tomorrow we'll try to define the two positions.
Is that the run?
One.
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, just the basic difference. What the Rambam trying to say between, you know, you carrying something in your mouth and saying that that's Hotzah,
right,
as opposed to you being involved in an activity of Achila. The question is, what is the Das really doing?
Correct.
In other words, one is you're just saying that the Gavra is trying to define the activity that he's involved in.
Right.
It's purely his das is just saying that this is that activity.
Right.
Whereas in the other case, it's just the gavra is just saying that I'm involved in an activity of achila. So it's not that he's not directly saying that food is its place. He's just saying my machshava is I'm involved in the activity of achila.
Whatever the rules of achila
the character of an activity of an achila.
Right.
And mimela, that makes it a place. He's not saying I'm defining mouth as place. No, I'm saying that I'm involved in the activity of eating.
Right.
And the activity of eating, mimela, comes along with that the mouth is its place. I mean, that's the difference.
Right, but it still is funny to me. It's still a little funny to me that it's better to not think about the malacha than to think about the malacha. Comes out, it's better not to intend for the malacha than to intend for the malacha. Right?
Better to think you're eating than thinking this is my hotzah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. When are you going to be chayav for Hotzah? Not when you're thinking that you want to do Hotzah. When you think you want to eat. Right? It's a funny idea. I think it's funny. Okay, take a look at the Balamor.
You can't define activities.
Listen to the Balamor. The Balamor says like this. So he says, someone ask a question.
Where is it?
Do you have the Balamor in the back of your Gemara?
It's Aleph Amud
Beis. Jeremy, can you show him? It's on Aleph Amud Beis, yeah.
Where exactly?
All the way in the with the Ron and the Riff.
Is it the Shabbos, right?
No, no, where what? In the thing exactly?
The like last line. The last line. The last wide. The last line on page two.
Okay.
You got that? Okay. So it says V'ika dekashale the robber of Yosef the mahadri lukmi asisim bukimta dechikta. So it says some ask that Rabban of Yosef are trying to give very forced answers to explain the Mishnah. Where you have a makom dalal dalad. Amaylo muki lo kitaymayu kahid garsin and perakamotzi tefillin. Amar of Yosef hishdin v'ra chayev chatos habin makir me'agavi makom dal v'leika machshavos mashalim makom. So why dilo teimahochi hadomer? Oh, he has the gears of Rab over there. Rabba zorik v'nocho b'fiyak kelev or b'fiyak kibshon chayev habin nocho gav makom dal v'leika el machshavos mashalim makom. Hochana machshavos mashalim makom. Okay, so that's the quote that we read. He says, the question is why, same question, why are Rabban and Rav Yosef trying to force these answers into the Mishnah of where's the Makom Dalad al Dalad? They themselves hold that your Machshava makes it into a Makom Dalad al Dalad. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So why are they giving these forced answers? So he says, V'yesh lanu lomar shezeh atam haya maspik l'mishnah senu b'nosin l'toch yado shachavero. He says, you're right. They're really right. That in terms of putting it into the guy's hand, your machshava would be enough. V'haya efshar lomar b'miskavin losseis l'socha. You could have given the answer, you don't need a makom dalal al dalad when you have intention of putting it into the guy's hand. Avol b'notal mitoch yado shachavero, ein hatam hazeh maspik. But for taking it out of his hand, then it doesn't help.
Right.
The guy, when you can say when you put it somewhere, I want it to be here. But when I take it from your hand, what do I care where I'm taking it from? I care that I'm taking it from your hand,
right.
Taking it from the table.
Right.
So how can my machshava make the place it's leaving important? I can understand that my machshava makes the place it's going to.
Those by spitting, I mean.
Oh, so what about the spitting? So he says, "Ve'ein zed dome lahashin v'rok." Shu mechashev al atzmo v'tzorach l'oso makom. So because over there the guy has kavana on himself and he needs that place. He needs to empty out his mouth. That's exactly what he needs. But you can't say the guy needs to empty out his friend's hand.
He just wants the thing.
He just wants to move the thing. So he gives a different answer. Now, in terms of trying to think about it, what we'll try to think about it for tomorrow is like this: a machlokas now between the Balamor and the Tosos, right? That Tosus is saying that even putting it into your hand is nothing. Unless the place it's going to is intrinsically part of another Misa, like
right.
Feeding the animal or burning something.
People couldn't even explain that case.
It wouldn't even explain putting it into the hand.
Right.
Right? It would not explain putting it into the hand. Because there's no tsiruf that makes it into another activity. He always like, it's got to be that you're doing another activity. Like feeding or burning, right? But the Baal HaMor has no problem saying that your machshava can just make any place you put something important.
So
problem is
you
leaving.
On it.
You just have to be machbid. I want it here. As long as I want it here, that's enough. But the problem in the Mishnah is explaining why the taking it is.
And that's why they can't use it.
That's why they can't use Rav Rabban.
So how does the Baal HaMor work out that when you put it, it's.
That's the question. Question is, how does he work out the pudding? And what's the machlok between Tosus and the Baal HaMor? The Baal HaMor seems to hold that pudding you can have machshava on, and that'll satisfy the requirements of dalal dalal. But taking won't. And Tosus says no, even pudding won't, unless it's a different kind of a machshava.
Baal HaMor doesn't say why.
Huh?
Baal HaMor doesn't say why.
So is there going to be a difference in the way they're explaining the case of Lahash?
So I'll tell you, just to give you a starting point. What's the difference in the Machshava? What's the difference in the function of the Machshava according to the Baal HaMor and the Tosus? According to Tosus, like we were saying, the Machshava is changing the whole action that you're involved in. Right? But the Baal HaMor holds
just
it's enough
to accessing the makom
to make the place. It's enough. You know, according to Tosos, what does it mean? Machshavase machshvile makom. It means your machshava on the activity makes it a place. Not the according to the Baal HaMor, it's the machshava on the place makes it a place. You understand? The Balamor is learning the machshava on the place makes it a place. But he holds there's no idea of a machshava on the place it's coming from. That's not a machshava. Unless you have to spit. Then your machshava is on the place it's coming from. But the point, I'm not finished. We have to define it more. But if you, that's the way they're interpreting. It's a question of how do you interpret the statement? Your machshava makes it a makom. The machshava on what? According to Tosos, it's not enough just that I think I want to put it here. I have to have machshava on my activity that requires this place. According to the Baal HaMor, I can arbitrarily have machshava on a place and that fulfills the requirement of place. According to Tosos, is more, you need much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But let's see if we can explain what are they really arguing about? That's the question. What's the real underlying argument of where machshava comes in? It would seem that they're arguing on the very nature of Hotza. And that's what I was trying to allude to before. That according to the Baal HaMor, it is dafka that you have to have machshava on the malacha of Hotza. Right?
Mm-hmm.
According to Tosfos, that's bad. You have to have machshava on another thing.
Right.
Okay? It would seem it has to do with the underlying idea of Hotza. You know what I mean?
Interesting.
Let's see if we can work it out a little more. But then the next question is, what's the machlokas that once you say this, right, then there's another question. Rav Chisda holds that this is true by Rosh HaRabim. Right, but for some reason he holds by Rosh HaYachid, you don't need Dala at all.
Right, given all of this, why
given
would that be
all of this, Rav Chisda holds that by Rosh HaYachid, you don't need Dala at all. Now,
you can land on top of a pole in Rosh HaYachid for whatever
fine.
Reason. It doesn't.
It's fine. And just one extra thing, if you can remember, it seems that it's not clear if Chista is holding only Hanocha Rosh HaYachid doesn't require Dal or even Akira. Okay.
Uh-huh. All right. Maybe we'll switch topics after this.
Maybe we'll switch to a different topic. Question of if a guy does a move on Shabbos.